Morning, everybody. We've been speaking about the fact, amazing observation, that Shabbos, every Shemona Esrei is really different, which is really the only day of the whole Jewish year, our whole cycle, that we have different Shemona Esreis for the different periods. And we mentioned in the words of the Tor and the Gra that there are really three Shabbos that we celebrate, the Shabbos of, who remembers? Bereishis, the beginning of time, the Shabbos of Matan Torah, and finally Shabbos of Lasid Lavo. And the Shemona Esreis of the night, day, and Mincha correspond, says the Gra. But I'd like to share a new insight into these three Shemona Esreis that I saw from Rav Leib Mintzberg, who we mentioned last week. Tosus in Chagiga speaks about a fascinating medrash. He says like this: there are three that are made, three that give testimony to each other. Who are the three that give testimony that are made on each other? Jewish people, Shabbos gives testimony, and God gives testimony. What this means exactly, I don't know, but let's see. How's that? Yisrael v'Shabbos Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yisrael v'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yisrael, the Jewish people, and God give testimony about Shabbos that it's a day of rest. And the Jewish people and Shabbos give testimony about Hashem. What's our testimony about Hashem? What do you think? That He's one. And Shabbos and Hashem give testimony about Klal Yisrael that what? They were the most unique nation. Okay. But anyway, we see this holy triumvirate called what? Shabbos, Yisrael, and Hashem. And of course, everybody remembers the famous medrash that every day of the week has a pair. Which day doesn't have a pair? The 7 days of the week. That means it's an odd Shabbos. So what's Shabbos' pair? Shabbos' partner is Jewish people. That's a famous medrash. And it's not so hard to put God into that. So we have this holy triumvirate of Hashem, Jewish people, Yisrael. So says Rav Leib Mintzberg, the three Shemona Esreis really correspond each to a special member of this triumvirate that's emphasized. Let's see, Friday night, what do we say? Which one are we referring to? God, Shabbos, or the Jewish people? You sanctify the seventh day for your namesake, the conclusion of the creation of heaven and earth. Of all days, you blessed it, and of all seasons, you sanctified it. So that, here at the beginning of Shabbos, we're speaking about which member of the triumvirate? Shabbos. That's the Friday night Shemona Esrei. On Shabbos day, first we speak about Moshe, who is someone who represents all Jewish people, as the rabbis tell us. And then we speak about who keeping the Shabbos, the Shamru, B'nai Yisrael is the Shabbos. Again, the Jewish people. And for sure you see that in the main paragraph, you didn't give it Hashem to the nations of the land, nor did you make an inheritance of the worshippers of graven idols. Its contentment, the uncircumcised, shall not abide, but you gave it to the Jewish people, the seed of Jacob, who you had chosen, the people that sanctifies the Shabbos. So certainly, the day Shemona Esrei, we're talking about which member of the triumvirate? Jewish people, right? So Friday night, we spoke about Shabbos. Shabbos day, we speak and emphasize the Jewish people. And finally, Mincha, we emphasize who? Who's left out so far? Hashem. Ata Echad, B'Shem Chechad. You're one, and your name is one. Right? We're really talking about Achdus, okay? So that's another way to understand the three Shemona Esreis. And I add that really that fits together also, if you think about it, with the Tor and the Gra's Pshat, that the three Shemona Esreis again are against which? Bereishis, Matan Torah, and the Shabbos of Lasid Lavo of the future. Why? Because Bereishis, really, we're talking about Shabbos, right? Shabbos is by itself. It was Shabbos. That's all it was. The Yom HaShvi and there's other Marisha, but that was really, we're talking about Shabbos. On Shabbos day, we speak about what? Matan Torah and Klal Yisrael. That was Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people's finest hour, was when we received the Torah. And of course, Lasid Lavo, it's all going to be about Him. Matecha v'shimcha echad, it's going to be about God. Okay, so again, Rabosai, in closing, we see how special Shabbos is, that it has the only day of the year. Every time you say Shemona Esrei and Shabbos, think about this. It's the only day of the year that it was blessed with a different Shemona Esrei for each of its different times. That again shows us how amazing and how special Shabbos is. Have a wonderful day. Yes.